a former Olympic gold medalist in women's rifle. Pitney says she expects to be a target for criticism as she travels around the state, providing information about Alaska's budget crunch and the options for the state to overcome that crunch.
It's not a popular conversation. We've been good for 30 years on oil revenue. When the income tax was repealed years ago, we've had a good ride. Now we're going to have to move into a new environment. And people aren't going to be happy. There's going to be a lot of arrows, especially coming to the spokesperson.
Alaska's budget deficit is in the billions because low oil prices means oil tax revenue has dropped. Pitney says the state legislature cut about $400 million each from the operating and capital budgets during the last session and still was more than $2 billion short of filling the budget gap. Pitney's presentation is the same one she and Department of Revenue Commissioner Randall Hoffbeck have been giving to various groups all over Alaska. In it, they stress that while more cuts will happen, it's not possible to balance the budget on cuts alone.
So we can continue to cut government, but there's got to be a point at which we say there's a level of service as Alaskans we want. That's going to be a negotiation. Where is the level of service we want? Where's our priority as a state? So those are discussions that are ongoing, and do weigh in with your legislators on those choices.
Options for increasing state revenue include hoping for higher oil prices, although that won't bail the state out unless the price jumps from the current $46 a barrel to $100. Modifying oil tax credits is another option, and that will happen, Pitney says, because it's a large budget item, $700 million or more a year. Using the state's current assets differently is on the table, too. Included in that option is a cap on the permanent fund dividend, which this year is $2,072. That way, the state could use some of the earnings to fund government. And then there's taxes. Industry taxes, sin taxes, fuel taxes, sales taxes, and income taxes. Pitney says individual Alaskans pay an average of about $500 a year in taxes to the state.
You know, on average, citizens pay between $2,000 and $2,500 on average for all other states. We are by far the lowest in broad-based taxes.
Pitney says a small increase in personal taxes for Alaskans still would keep the state on the low end of the national scale. She asked for input from some of the Southeast Conference audience members. Myrna Gardner of Tlingit Haida Central Council stood up to say that seasonal workers in Alaska should contribute.
I'm sitting here looking at Labor's Research and Analysis, their 2013 report. Non-resident workers increased by 0.29% up to 86,291. Their wages went up 5.7% to $2.4 billion. 86,000 people take from us and benefit from us. And they, in my personal opinion, should be the first choice of who we tax.
Pitney says she and other state officials are gathering input like Gardner's to be considered by the governor's office for a budget plan to resolve the state's deficit. She says Governor Bill Walker expects to have a draft plan done by next month, with a final plan ready for legislative consideration by November or December. The state legislature reconvenes in January, and Pitney says lawmakers should not delay a decision.
The reality is the legislature must act in this legislative session to avoid hitting the cliff.
The information presented by Pitney to Southeast Conference participants is available on Governor Walker's website. It includes a revenue and expenditure model, which allows individuals to see which spending cuts and revenue options can lead to a balanced budget. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.